Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text of the epistle, relatively short, but Paul talks about being adopted as sons and daughters of God. He says we might receive adoption as sons. We also include daughters, of course. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You're no longer a slave, but a son. Adoption. Some of you may be adopted. I don't know. I don't know enough about your personal nature to know whether you are or not. Some of you may be. What it means is you're engrafted into a family that you weren't to begin with. You weren't born to them. You were added to them because they decided to take you in, make you part of. So he's talking about the people who would come to be followers of Jesus Christ. I'm sure that Jews just love this. How do you say that God's going to adopt these people and you don't talk to us the way you should? We don't want these people. They're not like us. They don't do the things we do. They don't do it the right way. They don't say the right things. They don't worship the right things in the right place. We don't accept them at all, and yet you're saying they're being adopted? They're being made part of the promise of God. They're being given something that we inherited, but we don't think they ought to have. Why do you want to give this to them? Why do you want to have them understand that they're forgiven when you don't do a good job always of letting us know that we are? You're good with the law, but you're not so good with forgiveness. So he says you're adopted. That means you're part of the family, both ethically, religiously, and legally. When you adopt a child, that child becomes one of your heirs. You may not think of it that way, but that's how it works. They're all of a sudden, by the act of adoption, one who lives in the line that you have, so when it comes time to divide the stuff up, they're going to receive their share. They're part of that. They're part of those who have the line that your family has. I don't know whether the names change or not. I don't know enough about adoption. I think sometimes they hyphenate them. Sometimes they do other things. I'm not sure always what the names happen after an adoption, whether they change them to reflect the family name or not. But Paul's talking about adoption by God of us to be his people. So we get adopted to be called Christians. We become followers of Christ. We become people who respect what's done with it, and we become people who will receive that which Christianity gives us to understand we will receive. Yesterday we did a funeral. Funerals come and go. Unfortunately, we have more of them than we'd like to. But that's part of living. It happens. In life we are in death. Of whom may we seek comfort but of thee, O Lord? We try to reflect in these situations the comfort that God brings through his Son. He died in our place so that we might have the chance to be forgiven and know what's going to happen to us when the time comes when we leave this earth. So yesterday we thought about Marge and her life and the fact that she's no longer with us, but part of her still is, the part that lives on inside of all of you. That's why you're here, because you do remember who she was, what she was, and what she did, and what she believed most of all, which I'm sure, if I remember her, she impressed on you and made sure you understood. I don't think it was optional. I think she made sure you knew what you were supposed to. So she made sure that you knew that you, like the rest of us, were adopted by God to be sons and daughters of God, made with the promise that your sins are forgiven, that because Jesus died on the cross and spilled his blood, that you've got a chance to live forever, not just this life, but you've got a chance to have something when this life ends. That's what we talked about yesterday with Marge's funeral. Okay, Marge knew about death because she'd been around it long enough and she'd had enough occasions where she was ill enough to know that it was close. She'd give in to it, but she knew it was coming. So she was aware of what was going to happen, but she also was aware of what was going to happen afterwards. That after death is life. And that's what we're going to get because we've been adopted by God. We got life here, but we got life after this life ends. And that's what we hope in. That's the only thing we've got going for us. Other than that, we'd never survive. So we've been adopted. We've been made God's children. We've been promised the forgiveness of our sins, which ought to be enough, but we've also been promised that when this life ends, we don't have anything to fear. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something that we can't even define, which will show that God loved us enough to adopt us and make us his children. May this be for you the benefit of what the Christian holiday, Christmas, is all about, the gift of God, as God has given us forgiveness, hope, and salvation. In him we pray. Amen.